At a moment when our economic recovery demands more jobs, more momentum, we've got yet another self-inflicted crisis that set our economy back. And for what?
President Obama speaking today. The shutdown is over for now. The agreement passed by the Congress, signed by the president, keeps the government open until January 15th. The debt ceiling has been raised through February 7th. Also, there's a little bit more oversight on who can get subsidies under the Affordable Care Act. John Talton writes a column on business and the economy for the Seattle Times. He also blogs, a rogue columnist, and he's a novelist. His latest is The Night Detectives, a David Mapstone mystery. John, good to talk to you again.
Hi, Steve.
John, here's the mystery. What did we gain from this government shutdown? And then I'll ask you what we lost. What did we gain from it? Anything?
We gained the shocking knowledge that we are very close to being a banana republic, that our democracy is at risk, and we have shown the world that our economy is not very trustworthy.
The shutdown cost the economy $24 billion. That's according to research from Standard & Poor's. Some people peg it higher, some lower. But it had an economic impact, curtailing annual growth in the fourth quarter to 2.4%. That's down from 3%, according to S&P. Is that that much?
It's that much and probably much more. But the bigger thing is that, number one, Treasury bonds are the world's safest haven for money. And we went right up to the wire and with people wondering if we would default on that. And there have been a lot of stories about, oh, the U.S. has defaulted before. Not under these circumstances. We're talking about 1814 when we were a developing country. The second thing is we have the dollar, the world's reserve currency, and we could lose both of those things, which are underpinnings of the entire world financial system.
I heard that Chinese officials at the APEC summit were walking around saying, you know, America's not so trustworthy. Why don't you look at our currency?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, there is an effort to try to take the euro and the Chinese renminbi and turn them into reserve currencies, too. And all of this will eventually have an effect not only on our living standards and every dollar-based asset that we own, but it'll have a long-term effect on our ability to pay down the debt and the deficit.
John Talton, what do you think it costs Washington State in terms of economic growth, economic jobs? What do you think?
Well, it certainly hurt tourism that was affected by the national parks. It left a lot of funds that should have gone to help needy children in the balance. And then it left our business community with that dreaded word, uncertainty.
People don't like uncertainty. So here we go. This is only kicking the can down the road to, let's just take the debt ceiling, February 7th.
So, yeah, exactly. And February 7th is at least a medium-term chance for another crisis, and it might even be a very high chance, because the minority in these extreme Tea Party districts in the House of Representatives, they believe they're fighting for a deeply held principle. They're not playing a game, and they're willing to drag the country down with them if that's what it takes.
What do you think happens to the Affordable Care Act now?
Well, I think it continues. Remember, the Affordable Care Act was originally from the Heritage Foundation, and then it was rolled out under Governor Mitt Romney, both Republicans. And so it's heavy on subsidies to the insurance industry. This is not socialism. We have to see how the exchanges actually work, but so far they seem to be very popular.
All right, John, I'm sure we'll be talking about it some more.
Thanks, Steve.
Thank you. John Talton writes a column on business and the economy for the Seattle Times. He's also a novelist. His latest is The Night Detectives, a David Mapstone mystery.